T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about people getting busted. Anybody in this room got busted? Like, I think we're mostly talking about cheating. But
yeah, okay. Like, I was like, busted for what?
Like
exactly.
Cuffed up? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I think if anybody in the room has been cuffed up, it would be you, my friend. Well, there was a flight attendant. By the way, I saw her mugshot. Do you ever look at people's mugshot and go, why? Like when the teacher gets busted for sleeping with a student and she's really pretty?
Right.
Yeah. And you're like,
but come on, girl.
She's in love.
No, it's not love. Because I think they can get by with it. Well, this flight attendant's kind of pretty.
Right.
But she walked in on her husband. She got home early from a trip or something and went into her Safety Harbor, Florida residence, caught her man in the throes of relations with another woman.
Oops.
And she decided to duke it out.
She did.
Question, who do you think she went after?
Hopefully the man.
Yes, she should go after the dude.
That's really... Amber?
Thank you, Amber.
I am proud of you.
Thanks.
Because most women go after the other woman. They start pulling her hair, beating her up, calling her a homewrecker, and it's not her fault.
He's cheating on you.
Right. She's not doing anything. She did. She went after her man.
Good.
And she decked him in the face. I think she gave him a black eye.
Yeah.
That's right, she did.
And then, apparently, he's an avid guitarist. He's also like is he a gym owner or a trainer or something? He is. He's something.
All right.
He's some sort of gym rat and a guitar player. So she took his guitar and smashed it into the wall.
Oh, El Kabung right
yes.
into
the... Yeah, that one had to hurt.
So he got busted and she broke all of his stuff. So this is kind of what we want to do. We want to hear the stories of, I never got busted that hard.
Right.
But I did have 3 different women come to my apartment at the same time that I was kind of seeing at the same time.
It was very sitcom-like, too, having to watch juggle... They all descend at the same time.
You've juggled, right?
A little bit. I mean, I had to hide in a closet. I never got busted, but I
had to hide. You had to hide in a closet?
My story's not important.
No, yours is way
better. Wait, no.
It was,
that is classic sitcom,
it
dude.
It is classic sitcom.
You were, like, in her basement closet? Like, just...
It was the worst. You don't want to be in the basement closet.
Because there's no out.
There is no out. If it's not a walkout, you're screwed.
Well, you find the window with every window, like, in a basement, one of the window wells has to have a ladder.
Mm-hmm. Thing was, though, the windows, it was an older home, and the windows were those small ones. And...
Wait, so you were in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
So you had to stay there till...
Mm-hmm.
What?
For a little while.
Okay, yeah. I know you can't give too many details. This was years.
But I didn't get busted, though, so...
You're still kind of... Like, I think we should take stories like that, where you were on the verge of being... Like, if you were the buster or the busty...
It was so... It's so cliche. In fact... When I was going through it, I'm like, this is so, I'm this guy.
Okay, so you're mid-relations, or you guys are making, and like, you hear the garage door? What do you hear?
Yeah. It was post, and.
So you're snuggling?
I was about to actually leave.
Oh, so you're already dressed.
Right.
That's much better than scramble drill.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Otherwise, because it would have been that scramble.
Because you're grabbing your
pants. Grabbing your stuff, and you drop your belt. Or,
something's always left on the floor, and it's like, hey, hold on, why don't we, whose sock is that? And you're like, busted!
Whose driver's license in this wallet is this?
See who? So then she went up and greeted him?
Yep, did the whole 9. And then somehow, I don't know, he left again, so that was my little window. She got, I don't know how. Because the hour was...
How do I ask? Did she look tossed? Did she look...
Right.
Like,
was her hair
did she come up with, like, I was just doing yoga? What did she say?
So she was in her, like, night... Yeah. And the hour for her kind of covered, she should be wearing something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So total time in the closet for you?
Probably it was over an hour, that's for sure.
But it had to feel like forever.
Was. In fact, I was going to start smoking. I mean, we were there so long. I'm like, all right, forget it. I don't care if I'm busted. I'm just got to have a cigarette.
Because you, like, this is pre-cell phone, so you can't call somebody. You can't do a prank call. And you can't, there's no games to play. Right. You're alone with your thoughts in a closet. But it wasn't in her bedroom?
It was an extra.
Because what I was going to say is, if you're in their master bedroom closet, then the whole time you got to be
silent.
I was,
and also freaking out. What if he wants to come up and take a shower, change clothes?
Yeah. Like, all that. So you're just right. It could have been worse. So at that moment, basement, I guess, was good. But basement closet, you have.
There's no escape.
You're helpless. Yes.
Were you thinking? I'm sorry to ask you so many questions, but were you thinking like? Because I've snuck out of my parents' house when I was stuck down in the basement. So I would go all the way up to the stairs to the top and like listen for where they were and see if I could jet out the back door or not. Were you thinking that?
Kind of. Because while she was upstairs, I was thinking of, should I walk around? Is there another way out? And da da da. And I thought, no, I got to trust
her. Just stay here.
I know what she's doing or trying to do. And hopefully.
Let's go grocery shopping. So you got to see her on your way out?
But see, the hour of what didn't lend itself to where. Nothing was. Oh, there was no.
Oh, the time of day it was.
Did you think you're going to have to wait until they were asleep?
And when the sun. Yes. Yeah.
Oh God! Oh, that's so good.
And if there
you're so dirty.
And if there was a house alarm, I would hope Lee that she didn't set.
She'd have to like not set it.
I had a truck. Yeah. Anyway.
That is.
All right, so if you've been buzzed, like this flight attendant walking in on
a man. I wasn't proud of it.
No, okay. I
know. We know.
Okay.
I'm not, but Amber, don't let him off the hook that easy. Because first thing he's like, Steve, dude, you busted. I still didn't get caught. Like, you're kind of proud.
So it's like it didn't exist.
No, it exists.
It exists. Caught,
none of that exists.
And you cowered in a closet. How's that?
I was okay.
All right, so if you've been busted or you've busted somebody, we want to hear your story. Real quick. When I got busted, three women. Here's the deal. When you juggle,
here's the deal.
When you juggle, you feel like you're in control because you're like, I'm going to set a date with A, and then I tell B and C I have something going on.
Ew.
I'm going to set it. Stop. I'm not proud of it. You let Steve off the hook.
All right, keep going.
So I'm going to set a date with B. Tell A and C I've got plans. Blah blah blah. And the whole time you're not thinking of one particular day.
Your birthday.
That's it. My birthday, everybody wanted to surprise me.
Oh, no.
They loved you.
And they all wanted to come early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one in my apartment, one calling me from downstairs saying, surprise, I'm here. And then one was on the way. So I'm like, I got the one out of my apartment. Bye. Brought the other one. She starts coming up. The one I got out of my apartment, her car wouldn't start. I'm juggling. I'm like, listen, guys are crashed upstairs. Got the other one to go away. I'm like, listen, there's a friend down there whose car won't start. So I'm going to have to help. So I'm like, I kept nobody. I didn't get caught.
So it's like, look at. Got it.
Not busted.
Yes, nicely.
We changed the name of the phone call. Not busted. Amber, come on. You've busted somebody.
Yeah.
But just by, you just did the sleuthy phone thing, right?
I just, I snooped. I was snooping around.
It's not the same as somebody being in a closet or juggling three chicks live in a parking lot at 85th and Pecos.
That's
way harder.
More stressful.
All right. So if you've been busted or you've busted somebody, we want to hear your story. Sarah.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Hi. Must be an easier way. So, when did you get busted?
Well, this was some years ago. I'm not saying I'm totally proud of this, but I was in a relationship that I was trying to get out of. I was living out in Townsville, and he was on work release. He ended up coming home 2 days before Christmas at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and my now current husband was with me. That's pretty much it. You know, when you came home, like, Merry Christmas, I'm home. And I'm like, oh.
Here's my new guy.
Oh. Look what Santa brought me.
It needed to happen. It really needed to happen because my husband now, like, he didn't think that, like, I really was not with him. Like, he thought that I was just playing both of them. So being in that situation, I was able to be like, hey, look, no. We haven't been together. And then my ex was like, yeah, we haven't been together. you know, but wow. he was still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Getting busted before Christmas. That's yeah, bad for yeah. everybody.
Really. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Stephanie.
Yes.
Yay.
Busted.
Busted. Okay, so my high school boyfriend, we'd been together since I was like 13, and about 4 years, 4 years after the fact, he had moved to Vegas. Was supposed to be there forever. I had slept with his best friend. He found out, and he was so mad at me. And so he was at a party that night. He was getting really drunk. He decided to take this girl home, and he slept with her. And the next morning, his mom opens up his door and sees that it's not me in his bed. And she's like, "You a-hole!" and slams the door. But then they start talking about who they know and who they both went to different high schools close by. Realize that I drove that girl to school every day. And so he knew he was going to have to tell me about it and that he did this. And he had to drive by my house to take her home that next morning. And
did he honk and wave yeah. and go, "This is who I nailed last night"? Oh, my God. How small is your town?
Right? Yes.
Like seven total people?
No. I live in Littleton. Oof. I went to Chatfield. He went to Columbine.
Wow. Crazy. So he got busted by his mom, yeah, by you, right. pretty much.
School district.
Thank you, Stephanie. Randy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Busted.
Caught my ex-wife making out with her boyfriend in a parking lot when I was going to work out, unbeknownst to her, on a Halloween night.
Would she pull into your gym Aww. Parking lot? Where'd you bust her?
It was in the parking lot of Mr. Rick.
Of what? Your phone dropped out.
Oh no!
We lost him. But I mean, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, busted.
Would you have watched for a little while before knocking on a window? Or
your wife?
I mean, I think you're probably in shock. You take it in for a little bit of time, and then it just takes over you.
But then you go blind rage.
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
Blind rage. Blind rage is my next.
Oh, okay.
Christy.
Yeah.
Yes. Busted.
Yeah. So I've never cheated. My friends say that. I put dog's loyalty to shame. Never cheated on anyone.
Okay.
But I've caught my ex who cheated on me on multiple occasions. And this last one, my daughter actually caught him bringing the girl into our room. Wait. And then called me at work. It was like, "Mommy, this lady isn't you. What's up?"
Oh man.
He was bringing the sideboard into your own house?
Yeah.
And the daughter is hanging her. And
how old was your daughter then?
She was 10 then.
Oh!
That is.
Yuck.
So she called you and
Whoa.
Said, yeah, wow. no, that's. These are getting ickier. thank you for the call, Christy.
Mm.
Heather?
Yes.
Busted,
yeah.
Yeah.
I busted him.
Who'd you bust?
My ex-husband, while we were married, I busted him on another guy.
Wow.
Oof.
Yeah, I figured that's juicy enough for you guys.
Where did you, was he in your house or did you just bust him at a restaurant? Where'd you bust him?
Okay, so we were living with this old man. This is what's even crazier. We were living with this old man, and it was a really bad time in both of our lives, doing drugs and blah, blah, blah. So I come home from work, and I go to our bedroom, and there he is with the guy that we're living with. And I'm like, "What are you, what?" And he decided to sit me down and tell me he does these things with the guy, because that's how we get to live there, and... All this other good stuff. I'm like, this is great.
Well, then in the end, he was doing it for you.
I guess so.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.